Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
We'll talk about ticked off. When Delta and Horizon Airlines abandoned the local airport, it left a lot of us feeling betrayed. As a business community, we ponied up large to provide incentives, revenue guarantees, prepaid air tickets, and seemingly all that marketing and persuasion went for nothing. And it was not a reach for most of us to feel that we were taken for a ride and not a ride to Salt Lake or Los Angeles. Expanded air service options were good for business. The competition drove prices down, provided a critical asset for local business travelers and the local economy. The benefits of improved highway, port, and air travel resources resonate throughout the entire community. Well, the recent ill-fated deal with American Eagle begs the predictable question of how do we know we won't get fooled again? And that's a fair question. And the answer is, we don't. Market dynamics, fuel and operations costs, load factors all play into the equation. Most of that is beyond our local control. Revenue guarantees and other incentives are now a part of the process as communities compete against each other for air carriers, and like it or not, it's a practical reality in being competitive for business investment. Add to that that San Francisco International is undergoing a major runway renovation, and air traffic through SFO is going to get a lot more complicated. Regional flights are relegated to secondary status when it comes to landing priority, resulting in delayed or canceled flights. And it's not so much about the weather, it's all about the landing pecking order at SFO. So direct flights to LA and eastern hubs become even more important to the local business community. Well, this week we received a somewhat surprising but welcome news that the local airport has been awarded a highly competitive small airports grant from the FAA to the tune of $750,000. That money will go a long way to provide incentives needed to attract more affordable and more reliable air services for our businesses and our families. But we still have to identify matching funds and local business participation to make the deal work. The challenge will be to recapture the lost market share because so many of us have gotten comfortable driving to San Francisco, Sacramento, or somewhere else before we fly. But with more service options, prices go down, reliability goes up, and what makes the whole thing work is the return of business travelers to the local airport. But we have to ask ourselves, what's the alternative? If we don't pursue new and improved resources for our businesses, do we then decide as a community just to stay out of the game? If so, we remain with a status quo that's unreliable, cost prohibitive, and stifles business opportunity. With any business investment, there comes risk, and this is a risk worth taking. In the end, it might not work, and if so, it won't be because we chose to step over dollars to save a few pennies. I'm Jay Warren Huckaday for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.